This episode is sponsored by Blazing J's, home of the hot chicken sandwich located on 15 East King Street in the Park City Mall, Lancaster, PA. Be sure to grab your chicken sandwich Tuesday through Saturday.
You already done it like twice, bro.
Fuck you. Welcome to episode 3 of the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex speaking with my co-host, Eddie.
What's up?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah, it's working.
Off-rip knew what I was talking about.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm chilling.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. You know, still, you know, on the New Year's grind. Like, shit ain't changed. How are you, bro?
Working mad overtime?
Yeah. You know, I'm chasing a bag. I'm really chasing a bag right now.
That's what's up. I'm doing good. I'm, you know, just kind of living life right now.
Okay.
Just, you know, staying low key.
Well, they said moving silence. Real G's moving silence on lasagna.
Exactly. You know, trying to be healthier. Trying to take my dog. You know.
Trying to take my dog places, show my dog a whole new world.
I'm trying to show him there's other things to look forward to.
Davey's got a song for that, bro. Listen to that. Never Been by Davey. That's for you and the homies.
All right. Fuck.
What do you want to talk about, bro?
Well,
nah, I'll fuck with you.
We can talk about. We have new music definitely dropped, so we can definitely talk about some new music. Eddie wants to touch on a couple subjects, which I think.
Eddie want to touch on. like we didn't agree to this. Like, he said, Eddie wants to talk. All right, like, my man's not co-signing. Wow. Yeah, bro, I just wanted to touch down on, like,
cultural appropriation.
That's what it was. Yeah, I wanted to touch down on cultural appropriation. And, like, just, like, where does the line come down? Feel me? Because, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to give an example. Like the term culture vulture, I feel like that's used a lot. Like, you know, people always claim, you get your habits from, like, people say states copy other states. You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yo, that's a new, like, saying dead ass, that's a New York thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's just English language, feel me? Like, I don't think it's that deep. But, like,
I would say that's, like, New York lingo.
But is that cultural appropriation, though?
If
you're from PA, you say it. You say dead ass.
I don't think so.
You don't think it's cultural appropriation if someone from PA says something, even though it feels like it's New York lingo. Like,
there was like a time period where like a lot of people from Lancaster used to say mad, or I still say mad.
How about say like, I still say mad?
But I don't know where that originated from. But like I remember picking it up as a kid and using it. It's still in my vocabulary to this day, but like maybe that's how like people kind of like the kids right now are hearing dead ass and you know they're just using it. So I don't know if that's cultural appropriation. I think I put the line where like the line falls where if you start kind of monetizing over it on like another person's culture, I would draw the line there, I guess, because if you're trying to sell something that you're not actually about. Like you, I don't think you have the right to do that.
But I mean, like, bro, that's like Taco Bell, where I really doubt like Mexicans own.
They don't,
but they're monetizing because that's like well, obviously food goes with culture. Like
they used to.
Like
they, like I don't you, know if you, they do that today.
What?
Like they used to for sure with like the Chihuahua.
Yeah, that was bad. Like super racist.
But like, yeah, so but like they don't do that today. Like now it's just Taco Bell. Like. Yeah.
But it's still, like, it's Mexican food. Like, it's obviously...
The tacos, they don't got crunch wraps down there, bro.
What?
They don't have crunch wraps in Mexico. There's no way.
Bro, I'm pretty sure they do.
What?
I'm pretty sure they
do. No, they don't.
Nigga, why would they just throw that? Like, yo,
they probably just made it.
Let's put a soft top.
I was actually, that's actually pretty funny. I was watching.
Did Kevin tell you this? I need my man Kevin. Kevin Bone Chimba to sound check this.
Not. They definitely don't have Crunchwrap up there. Oh shit. I don't think they have Crunchwraps on there. There's no way. They have so their headquarters is out in California.
Ain't no way these niggas was just like, yo, it's time to go to the drawing board, and some nigga just said, yeah, how about we put the soft and the hard together? Like, no, bro,
Yes.
No.
What are you talking about? There's like corporate offices where
fried chicken. That's all I gotta say, bro.
Corporate offices where they like test out new foods.
Huh?
Out in California. No, I just don't think Taco Bell is like culturally appropriating anything right now. They definitely were with Taco Bell, like when they were doing the Chihuahua Mexican, you know, kind of themed.
All right, so like I'm gonna give another example. Popeye's chicken.
Okay.
Like the commercials, it's always a black lady. Mm-hmm. The same old black lady that she's like, come try my Popeye's original. But bro, like, yo, they're portraying that. But the person who owned Popeye's mm-hmm. was a white lady.
Okay.
Like, she looked like Sarah Palin, like, no lie.
But you think they're just, like appealing to, like, the South?
They're just portraying that it's a black lady, so they're assuming like, yo, it's good chicken. Like,
I don't think a lot of these.
I'm not saying that everybody can't cook chicken, but
right,
why?
Like, why portray yourself?
Yeah,
unless the company.
Unless that lady actually made the recipe, she better not be on a fucking commercial.
She probably. I don't know. I don't know the origin of Popeyes. Like,
she just.
Do you know the origins of Popeyes?
The origins? No, I just know who owns it who owned it. They got bought out by Burger King, okay. So I don't know who owns it now. But before, like, the original owner was a white lady that looked like Sarah Palin.
Okay. All right.
You know who Sarah Palin is, right?
Yeah. I'm aware.
I'm just asking.
No, I don't. I just don't think. I don't know. I think that could. There's a certain level of. Cultural appropriation happening there, but I'm not sure if it's like,
all right,
I don't know if it's that deep. I don't know how music or I'm sorry not music I don't know how food companies can really culturally appropriate anything. Like, this is America. That's gonna happen, I feel like, with food very easily.
Okay, so now I'm just gonna skip the food thing. So if a white man wears a sombrero, is that cultural appropriation?
I would say so.
All right.
Why?
No. Hold on. I think I have another one. Hold on. All right. So what about like those ninja hats? You know, seeing them straw Raiden hats. If a white guy wears one of those, is it cultural appropriation?
Where's that coming from? Where's the origin from? Asia?
That's like Asia. Yeah.
Oh, it's the Asian
like
culture.
Raiden, yeah, like that Raiden. You know that Raiden straw hat.
I don't know. Maybe if
he just wore it. For fashion sense.
And I knew where he came from.
For fashion. Bro, it's not obvious. I don't know where he got it from.
But let's just say, like, I grew up in Asia, and that was part of my culture, and I came here, and I was
like,
So I'm aware that this guy just is not from there.
Asia, yeah, he's a white man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could be, like, you could be a white person and grow up in another culture.
I'm just saying he's a white man.
Yeah,
he's not from Asia.
All right. I don't know.
He's wearing a straw hat. Is it cultural appropriation?
Is he selling the hats?
No.
That's where I'm going to put it.
He's just rocking
it. If he's just rocking it, I don't know. I'm just going to look at him pretty weird. I don't know if he's...
All right.
I don't know if I'm going to point the finger and be like, that guy's culturally appropriating Asians.
What about
like,
a dashiki, bro? A dashiki is one of those African, colorful African shirts.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I don't know if a white guy wore one of those. If a white guy wears a dashiki, is a cultural appropriation? I'm just out here, you mean... Dashiki, boot cuts, and some Tims.
I don't know. I think you're asking the wrong person for that one. I don't know. Is he selling dashikis?
No, he's not fucking selling. He's just wearing it because he think it's fly. But does it bother
you?
Do you think it's cultural appropriation? Do you think he's like...
What's the...
Because I remember like...
Why do you wear dashikis? Like, is there a religion purpose to it, or is it just...
I don't know. I just think... I mean, I personally think they look cool.
Yeah, but...
Like the,
where
like
do they come from?
It's an African culture thing.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know if, like, you just wore it, like...
I don't know the context on it either, but, like, I know it's an... It comes from Africa.
Okay. I don't know. I think if some white guy's wearing it, I'm just going to look at him different. I think it's different. I think if he's trying to sell it, that's where I'll draw the line. Like, you know, like, this guy is clearly not from this culture, and he's really just trying to sell dashikis out here to make money off of it.
All right. So, I'm going to give another example.
Start off it with, is he selling this product?
No, they're not selling it. I mean, the Kim Kardashians, the Kardashians are selling something, but they like, are they be having like braids?
Kim the Kardashians,
like cornrows.
Yeah,
is that cultural appropriation?
I don't know. I think it's funny when like white chicks wear it or do their hair like that, because I feel because like I'm thinking back now like. All the times I've ever seen, like, white girls wear cornrows, and I'm just like, you're trying to be something you're not. And I'm thinking about all the flashbacks I'm having right now, and it's just, it's never made me comfortable.
Cornrows is the official, like, hairstyle for most, like, female MMA fighters, though.
Well, that, I feel like that's different, because if you're wearing it so that your hair's not getting in the way. No? You think MMA female fighters are culturally appropriating?
Nah, I'm fucking right. I'm just kidding. You trying to get me beat the fuck up.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't think of anything else that... What do you think is... what about in music?
All right. So, I mean, like, a lot of people say Drake bit off that reggae vibe. You know, he was dropping, like, all those, like, dancer songs. You know what I'm talking about? Like I don't want to say Afrobeat, yeah. Like dance hall type shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you feel like that was culture appropriation?
I don't know. Because. No, I really don't know because.
They don't know shit.
I think from what I hear, because I've never been to Toronto, obviously, but from what I hear, that there's actual culture there surrounding Afrobeats and everything that they claim that Drake is just biting off of.
That was a trick question, Alex. You passed.
Okay.
I knew this. I just wanted to see what you was going to say.
You thought I wasn't well-versed?
Nah. I didn't say that. I just didn't.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't.
I just knew you was going to come for the men's.
Oh. You're using Drake as
bait. I was using it as bait to see if you could spread your negativity and hate. I didn't even want to talk about culture appropriation. It's like, nah. It's like, nah.
I don't hate Drake.
Nah, bro, I'm fucking around.
You know you're not. All good jokes contain truth shit.
Shut the fuck up.
So, how do you feel about Eminem? Do you think he's culturally appropriating anything?
Absolutely.
To stay within the hip-hop?
Absolutely.
But he got the pass.
My man stole rap. He stole rap.
How did he steal rap?
White people didn't make rap.
Okay.
That's black.
Okay.
That's black culture.
Okay.
So that's appropriate.
That's not appropriate.
My man's rapping it.
He got the pass.
My man's rapping to make money.
He's the only white rapper that, like, he's the...
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying he is culture appropriate. I didn't say he was good. It wasn't good.
What are you talking about? How is he appropriating it?
That's like...
You're acting like he's the only one that made money off of it.
What do you mean?
Like, his whole, like, D12 movement... Him and Bad Meets Evil, him working with Dr. Dre and 50 Cent. Like, it just happens that he's the only white guy in there. But, like, I don't think that's cultural appropriation. He's feeding everyone that's from that culture. And Eminem is from that culture. Like, he grew up in that.
What, Michigan?
Yeah. In Detroit, Michigan, where, you know, he was going through it. Rapping was his outlet.
Listen, the hood don't respect him. What? Nah. The hood don't respect him, bro.
So, I'm assuming you didn't like his recent album that just dropped on Friday.
I don't think he's a bad rapper. I just think, like, I don't know. I can't listen to him anymore.
Why?
I don't, like, I just outgrew it. Like,
oh.
I don't want to hear all that.
Yeah.
Like, it's I'm trying to have a good time. Listen. Listen to music. I'm trying to have a good time. This is not it. I'm out here deciphering fucking songs. When I was in
M's. Yeah, that's for the love of hip hop.
Like Rap God, when he broke that record for like word, I think it was like I don't remember. He broke a
most words
with that. Yeah, it's like most words in a rap song or some shit.
Or in
like
a minute, fast, or like something in like a that. Minute.
Like I gotta give it to that. Like people who can do that. That's that tongue twister shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
how would you get your Jordan Lucas if Eminem didn't make him?
Yeah, I'm glad you hear that, but like, I feel like Joyner takes everybody's style now.
like Tory does?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not. Yeah. Like, Bold, I feel like he used to hate mumble rappers, then he made ADHD.
I haven't listened to Joyner like extensively like that, but.
That was your man's. That was your man's.
Yo, all right, that's the second time where you're just like, that's your man's. You said that with Tekashi, you said that with Joyner, two people I clearly have never listened to.
You was listening to the Joyner.
Yeah, okay. Only the shit you would send me.
True.
All right. I don't know. I think within the hip-hop community, there's definitely a lot of cultural appropriation happening. But that's all I can think of. Like, I could see how Eminem would make the case of like, oh, he's culturally appropriating this, but I'm not gonna say he is or he ever was. He was given the go. Like early in his career, like people gave him the pass.
They're like, bro, you can say it. Bro, you can say it.
Dr. Dre's behind him. He's like, just say it.
They just respect him because
say it, Marshall.
They just respect it because he don't. Like, yo, my man's had a whole career, has not said it once. They're like, say it, bro, you can.
How'd you feel about when Nav got like
backlash for
he
that?
Got backlash for saying it.
For saying, I don't know. I didn't. I mean, I actually said that to somebody. I said, I think it's like, I don't think, I think it's weird when like Middle Eastern people say it.
Okay.
I think he's Middle Eastern, isn't he?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, look it up.
I'm just saying, like,
he just wants to spread shit.
No, I'm pretty sure, bro.
No, I have no idea where he's from.
No, I mean, I know he's from Canada, but I don't know what like his ethnicity is.
Oh.
Because I know like he just said like back where he's from, he's like, it's okay to say all that.
Well, I think what he was trying to say was like he grew up like that. Like, it's kind of how, like, we grew up, almost. Like, there are certain, like, kids, like, that just, like, they grow up and they say it only to their close friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that happens. That's what he was saying, though. He was saying that, like, he grew up with his close friends saying it and being able to say it to them. So then when he did record it, he got the backlash. He wasn't expecting it. So, like, I can see where he's coming from, where he's just... He had a like close circle. He was trying to invite.
He's like, I'm just a closeted racist. Like, he was trying.
He was trying to invite his fans in, and like they weren't fucking with it. Essentially, damn, this should just stop.
Nah.
Oh, it didn't.
You're tripping.
I'm sorry.
Okay, get together, bro.
Cut it out. It's been a little bit. I keep forgetting we have the buttons. All right.
Well, bro, I'm not, I don't know. I'm not feeling that Dreamville Deluxe.
Oh, you didn't like the, what was it?
That joint dropped, Friday?
Yeah.
I ain't really bang with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like a couple of those tracks. I think I still need to sit with it.
That's what I'm saying. It just makes you not want to get a track. It's like, yo, I'm not even trying to hate, but Jid is on every fucking song, I swear. Like,
yeah.
Him and Earth King are on every fucking song.
It's a Dreamville.
But album. Nigga, they're on like the regular version. They were on like every fucking song. Like I was trying to get a little more like Kaz.
Okay.
Like, you feel me? Like Smino was on a lot of the projects, but that was cool. I mean, he's not Dreamville, but
no, I don't think he is now.
But I don't know. And like you mean Vince Staples let me down twice
on the album.
On the album,
I actually like the second track that dropped. I was listening to it today, and I enjoyed it, actually. I didn't like the first Vince Staples song.
What?
I didn't like the first track.
The Rembrandt one?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But the second one wasn't that bad. I enjoyed that one. But yeah, I definitely need to give it a couple more listens. I can't just really judge it right now. I've only really listened to it like 3 times.
I think he's dropping something soon.
Vince?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Were you like a big fan of his FM project?
I had mixed feelings.
I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, it was a different turn. I would definitely say it's a different turn. But he'd been doing that since like the...
what do you mean, like commercial tracks?
No, just changing up his style. Like, I feel like like the Prima Donna album was a lot, like, I felt like he was going with like a Childish Gambino route, like because of the internet.
I liked the Prima Donna a lot, though. You didn't like it? No?
I wasn't a fan.
I liked it.
Yeah, nah, I was more of an, was it Summer of, like Summer 06?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it was that. That one.
That was a pretty good act, actually.
But it was just, I don't know, like, I feel like that was when he was making, like, thorough music. Well, not to say his songs aren't thorough, but it's just, like, they have weird vibes to them. Feel me? Like, not vibes, but, like, melodies to them. Like, mm-hmm. The melody doesn't mix. Like, my man's talking, like, some real gangster shit, but it'll be, like, a Sunny, like Sunny Car Drive kind of sound. Like, like the song he did for the second episode of his Vince Staples show that he does. It was
why is he dropping them so
random?
Random and small. Like, they're very small.
Because they're supposed to be based off the songs. Like, the song's length. Because it's playing in the background.
Okay. I didn't peep that.
Mm-hmm. I wish he would have dropped that little snippet he did when he was in the barbershop chair. You think
he'll drop an album like that?
That would be interesting. Childish did that for because of the internet. He did a whole movie for the whole soundtrack. Like every song represented a scene in the film. It was tough.
Oh shit.
Yo, you never saw it?
I don't think I have.
Oh bro, yeah, you gotta watch that.
I definitely will. That sounds interesting as hell.
Because of the internet, it was one of my favorite albums.
I didn't become like a Childish Gambino fan until very late into his career. So
like what,
when because of the internet came out, I was not about it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't like
that's probably why I missed a lot of Chance, the rapper's music, too. I was just kind of like, that whole little bump in hip-hop that's happening right now, I'm just, like, not paying attention to it.
What little bump?
With like, Chance the Rapper. Well, I guess Chance the Rapper wasn't a bump, but I just was not privy to pay attention to it. And Childish Gambino.
Yeah, nah, bro. I was banging his shit from I think the first song I heard was Heartbeat. That was on I don't know if that was a single.
What the
no that was
Campfire?
It wasn't in Campfire, I don't think.
Okay. That was the first track I've ever heard. And I was like, oh, this
actually,
is
actually wait. This is... Yeah, it was in Campfire, you're right. Okay. Heartbeat was in Campfire, you're right. Yeah, that was the first joint I heard and I was like, all right, it's kinda cool. Then I just kept looking into his discography. Like, he had mixtapes. And I didn't even know he was an actor before, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, but when he dropped...
What sitcom? What show was he in?
Community?
Yeah. I actually started watching that, and it's not that bad.
Yeah, I know. I saw snippets, but I just didn't really pay... Like, I don't really keep, I don't really keep track of shit like that anymore.
Like shows?
Yeah, it's just hard to keep up with them.
You don't watch shows?
Not too many.
Like comedy shows?
Like, I think the last, like...
Because you watch shows, you watch Power, right?
Yeah, Power.
That's a show.
I know. But, like, I mean, like, I don't keep up with a lot of them. Because it's so time-consuming. Like, nigga, shows are, like, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour sometimes. Like, at least the good ones. The good ones are, like, an hour.
Yeah.
A lot of the times. Like, Power, like, Power's a good show. Snowfall. But,
I still haven't watched Snowfall, even though you told me to, but I definitely need to.
You do, bro. I'm telling you, okay. It's worth it. But, I'll probably watch it. But, yeah, it's just, like, I don't have time to keep up with all them shows. Like, I was, like, all caught up with, like, I remember, like, I used to be all caught up with, like, Family Guy, American Dad, like, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, you know, as far as comedy shows go.
That's crazy. I never got into It's Always Sunny in Philly.
Nigga, you'll love that show. That show is so shot out. I watched it's so wrapped out.
I watched the
first episode.
I watched the first episode with my roommate, and it was just, like...
Mad foul.
It was pretty foul. Yeah, and I was also pretty drunk, so I was just
there's 11 seasons of that. I'm just telling you, it's It's so foul.
I think it'd be really fun to make a show like that.
But
yeah, I'd rather be part of it.
Like right now, all I'm watching is You.
Oh, okay. That's like taking the internet by storm right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I give it to him. Like, I'm only 5 episodes in of the first season, and that shit's it's good. It's kept my attention.
Oh yeah. I think I watched the first season when it first came out. It aired, and I was like, cool. I was definitely like drawn in.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this took like a weird twist, but I forget who told me to watch that show, and they were like, you gotta watch it. This dude's creepy as shit.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, he is, but at the same time, I kind of respect him.
You respect
him? You know, I respect him. Nah, but it's because he said some funny shit. Like, not he said some funny shit. He said some reasonable shit. Like, I be hearing his logic behind his actions. I'm like, yeah, I concur with this. I'm like, you got some balls for doing this, though.
I think it's funny. All those memes that are coming out, they're just like, what's the one meme? I think the first meme I saw that came out was like, don't take anything less than this guy or something like that. It was like, this guy at least, like, he kills people and he'll text you back.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my man spoiled it for everybody. Nah, but, that's what I'm saying. Like, he do be killing people, but then, like, when you hear why, like, all right, I get it. Like, he explains people. Like, he's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Observant. Yeah. Like, I was told that, but someone told me that before. I'm very observant. I'm just like, I be peeping, like, little shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, like, he'll do, like, the show, he'll do that. He'll, like, peep a guy and just break him down. Like, oh, he's the type of nigga that, like, you know, like, fuck you on the first day and never call you. Oh, he's bad for you. Like, okay, like, so yeah, he'll be like that. Like, oh, look at him.
How far did you get?
He's like, my man has a douchebag haircut. You definitely know he's cheating. like, he'll say shit like that in his head. I'm just like,
he'll say that as he's staring at you change, like, from the outside.
All right. Yeah, but, like,
are you only on the first season?
Yeah, I'm only on episode 5. I don't even know how many episodes. I think it's like 11 or 10 per season.
It's enough.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're 45 minutes, so it definitely is enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been watching that. That's my shit right now. I mean, Power's about to finish up too, though. So
when do they drop episodes? Sundays?
I think so. That's when I be watching it Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
I never watch it like as it drops.
You feel me? I need to watch it.
illegalstreams.com.
I haven't caught up with any of the Rick and Morty episodes that dropped.
Yo, that shit is killing me. I'm about to, like,
just go on a binge.
Yeah, I'm a binge. That's something I'm probably gonna binge.
Well, where are they releasing it?
What, Rick and Morty?
Yeah,
Adult Swim, nigga. Like, shit never changed. I don't think Adult Swim will ever let them go.
No,
with the amount of success they're getting,
where are they gonna go?
Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
You could, or FX. Even FX is doing raunchy shows. They FX did Brickleberry, bro.
Really?
They definitely don't care anymore.
They did Archer too.
Archer, yeah. Like, those were both good show, good funny shows. But
yeah, Archer was okay actually.
You know, like Archer was my shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One show I didn't like that I feel like everybody was a fan of is Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I love Bob's Burgers.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
I thought it was Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows.
Like, even though they're the same voice actor.
Yeah.
But
actually, that same voice actor was in... Oh, I saw him, like, in a kid's TV show this morning.
Like, live?
And it freaked me out.
Oh, like, you heard his voice?
Yeah, he was, like, another character somewhere else. And I was just, like, I couldn't pinpoint him. But now I'm, like, having flashbacks and I can't.
Family Guy?
No.
He is from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not where I remember him.
Okay, from. I'm like, oh, so he did another gig besides Family Guy.
Yeah, he's probably everywhere, honestly. What's his name?
I don't
can't even think of his
name. I don't know his actual name. Like, he was not that famous. Like, I can't tell you a lot of, like, voice. There's only certain voice actors I could tell you, and none of them are, like, mm-hmm. for cartoons.
How do you feel about, kind of the, not to circle back or anything, but, like, how do you feel about, so... Eminem dropped this album, and he had a track on there with Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about people posting tracks after a musician's death?
That's cultural appropriation.
No.
No. No, but actually, in a way, it is, because I feel like people are monetizing when they take someone who's dead song, like, verse, and put it on their song. Because, like, it's different if they were already, if the song, if it was a pre-recorded thing, that's cool. But it, like, not I like one of those. But like, I've heard,
it's not like how XXX was on Carter 5.
Well, this say was that a pre-recorded song, or did Wayne buy that verse?
I think Wayne bought it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, when you're buying it, and like Wayne made it seem like they were close.
Yeah. I'm like, bro. Well, I think he was talking about it in like some interview or something, and he was like talking about how he got control over it, and he was like talking to X's mom. Like, he was close to X's mom. Like, he was saying that he was a huge fan of X.
Yeah.
But never like decided to make music with him until, you know, boom, someone dies, and then, oh, now they appear on a major artist's. It's crazy how X would show up on his album, but like Drake won't.
Oh, like on a Wayne album?
Yeah.
I mean, bro, like, I feel like Drake's done a lot of projects with Lil Wayne.
Definitely, but you'd think, wouldn't you think Drake would like show up on the Carter 5?
Because it was so hyped up.
Just because Young Money, how big Drake is and how big Lil Wayne is. So like there are clips of Selena Gomez like circling around on Instagram where she is kind of begging for people to stream her recent album, which is like kind of weird to me. Like,
why?
Because like I feel like she has people behind her that can, you know, they're there to make that happen. You know, you pay people on your team to make sure people go out there and, you know, the album's promoted like correctly, to reach other people to, you know, listen to your album. And for her to just like kind of come out after an album drops, and she's, I don't know, the way she was just like kind of recording it, she was just like all shy and timid. It was just kind of weird to me. And then actually surpassing Roddy Ricch on the charts.
Did she?
Yep. I'm not sure if it's like a permanent thing, but it happened.
I don't know. That's like,
Justin Bieber did it earlier this year.
I know. I know.
So it's,
and Roddy Ricch. But see, the thing is, it was both like for Roddy Ricch because of Roddy Ricch,
right?
And like Roddy Ricch didn't like say nothing hateful. He literally just be like, he would literally just tweet, "Yo, all right, stream this shit." Like, my man got the juice like that. Everybody listened. They said, "All right,"
he said, "Go do it."
He said, "Yeah." He's like, you know, we could share the number one, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I hope that doesn't become a thing.
Are you begging for streams?
Like, and it's also funny how she's kind of just like, you know, it's never been about numbers for me, you know. like if it's not about numbers for you, shut the fuck up, you know.
Yo, that's funny as shit. Like, yeah. You're not lying though. Yeah, like that is true. Like, why bring it up then? Like, what? Like, is it like, is
she's, well, I think she was like this is, you know, what did she say? It's like, this album is like closest to my heart, some bullshit like that, where she's just kind of like, you know, this album means a lot to me, and it would mean a lot.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of niggas' albums meant a lot to them. Like,
well, exactly.
Not even trying to like be sound ignorant, but like, who, no, like to disregard other, bro, people. Like,
if you drop an album, that should be your feeling.
Yeah, that should be. Yeah.
Like, this is the important thing that's happening in my life. If you're a musician, you know. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I get it. I mean, you could blueface it and still get money. Because like he literally says it. He said he only raps to get money. He's not rapping because he likes rapping.
Right.
It's not like he found a passion. He's just doing it because he feels like he's nice at it, and obviously he has the popularity and shit to do it. Like, we're not gonna act like he's like top tier, but he's definitely like, I listen to him.
How did you feel about him just throwing money up in the air
at strippers?
No, I think it was what
I was saying, because he's mad disrespectful, bro.
Yo, I did see a couple of those clips, and they are pretty disrespectful. But there was another clip during Christmas where he was just like sitting on top of a car, or he was standing on top of a car just throwing like bags of money out in the air, and there's just
I saw that.
People just running up to grab some money.
I saw that.
Isn't that just kind of like a little? I think that's pretty disrespectful. If you're gonna give like money out to people that need it, why do it that way? You know, have them literally crawling on their knees.
I don't think he had them doing that. I didn't think they needed it. I think he just started throwing the money. Was it homeless people or something? Like, is that was
there's
that...
just a bunch of random people.
Oh yeah, nigga. If someone's throwing money, why wouldn't I grab it?
but like if you're trying to give money out, like why go through that route?
I mean, I can't speak for like what overcame him to do that. Like like my man just told the driver, like, yo, post up. Post up on this corner real quick. Hey everybody.
Go across the street and record this.
Yeah. I mean, niggas. If niggas know who you are, they're gonna record it. They're gonna record you regardless if you're doing something real extra.
Yeah, it's definitely true.
That's like, look at like that video of Rondo. Like niggas, the boy that hugged him is, oh hey, it's Chris Paul. Like nigga, you know damn well, like you know damn well that's Rajon Rondo.
Yo, he looked like he was about to punch.
But Bo was just like, you mean lacking in a Foot Locker? My man saw the perfect time to capitalize on that.
Fuck. I don't know. Just circle back on the whole Selena Gomez thing. It's just,
but
I really hope that doesn't become a thing where, like, you know, maybe later this year, you know, Taylor Swift is just like, you know, like I'm neck to neck with another artist.
I could see Taylor Swift doing that.
It's crazy, right? You could see Taylor Swift doing it. Justin Bieber has done it. Selena Gomez is currently doing it. I can see Taylor Swift doing it for sure. But how would you feel if...
I do not keep up with Taylor Swift music. I just don't.
I don't know anyone that listens to Selena Gomez.
I know like two people.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I don't know anyone. And it's just like...
Yeah, I no disrespect. I just couldn't take like Disney singers seriously, like post career. Like Miley Cyrus, I did not take seriously.
I think Miley Cyrus had an okay run. Not something I would listen to, but like
I mean, she made her money in music, but like I just didn't take her seriously.
Oh yeah,
it's like Shawty, you were Hannah Montana.
there's a couple other Disney. Well, Ariana Grande was a Disney star. Oh, no, she was from Nick. She was from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, a great career.
She has a good career.
I actually like some of her songs.
Yeah.
There's a couple songs out there that I'm just like, okay.
That's. I mean, didn't she get sued for that one song? It's like, I love it. Nah, it was a song, bro. She was catching mad heat for, like, was stealing, she? Like, the flow or some shit like that. I don't know the name of the song, but... It was recent.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that song. Like, somebody was coming here saying, yeah, you stole our flow. Shit like that.
That happens a lot, though.
Yeah, I mean, Juice WRLD actually got sued for that by Yellow Card.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But like,
isn't that crazy to, like, to think about? Because, dude, I remember when Yellow Card was, like, up there.
Yeah.
I was, like, a teenager just trying to get into some alternative rock, and they were there.
just a teenager trying to get into some alternative rock. What?
Like, I was trying to get...
So stupid.
But I guess the same thing could go with, you know... Who else sued him?
I think that was it.
No, there's a band, like a famous band. I forget who.
Yeah, damn, Yellow Card, you not famous. mad disrespect.
There's a Next Level band that like sued Juice WRLD for the sample that he used in whatever the fuck that track was.
Yo, I always wondered if it was true. Speaking of like lawsuits, did Meek really get sued for using the Triple H theme song in one of his diss tracks? I remember when he was beefing with Drake, he dropped the diss track and he used the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw somewhere online that nigga actually sued him for it.
I remember that, actually.
He's so trash.
Yeah, he was, Triple H was talking a lot of shit.
Nah, it was Undertaker, bro.
Was it Undertaker?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, he was talking a lot of shit. He was like...
Yeah, he said
something like, I would have been okay with you using this if it was a good track. which is really disrespectful. Like, I would have stamped it, but you
were fucked ass. It up. You were ass.
You dropped the ball, bro.
I mean, he's doing his thing now, at least.
Meek.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't like what he did on that.
Isn't he coming out with a movie?
I don't know.
I think I saw an ad. It was like for a movie. Fuck. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
I don't know, but all I know is he had a song on the Bad Boys soundtrack for mm-hmm. the movie. I don't plan on seeing that, but I ain't like it.
I listened to it. It was Uptown too.
Yeah, with Faruko.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, bro, I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah, Charm City Nights, that's what it's called. You haven't seen that?
No, I ain't seen that.
I'm gonna have to show it to you later.
What is it about?
It's a drama. I can't tell you what it's about. I haven't seen it.
You ain't seen no trailer?
I saw it, but it was very faint, like in my memory. It's faint in my memory right now.
Was it like drug shit? Is it like, or just like a drama, like a Tyler Perry?
I'm just gonna have to show you. I don't think anyone can out Tyler Perry. Like, Tyler Perry is that.
Is he still making movies?
Yeah, he just bought his own
studio.
Or he bought the, what was it?
Yo, I heard Tyler Perry out here giving niggas jets. Like, yo, that's a different kind of like money. That's a different, that's, nigga said, here's a jet, nigga. You know, you could give somebody a car, but imagine nigga said, yo, here, have a jet. Imagine if you didn't have a car, but you had a jet.
I can't meet you unless you know you're an hour away.
Yo, bro, meet me at the airport.
He said, what?
Just meet me at the airport.
Oh, fuck.
Can't even go to the movies, nigga. Gotta fly to the airport first.
Aren't there, like, Uber helicopters?
That's what I saw. I don't know if that's real, but if that is, I definitely want to ride one.
You want to ride a helicopter?
You scared of helicopters?
I'm scared of heights in general, so I'm not down for anything that has a plane ride. Huh?
But you're down for a plane ride?
I've been on plenty of planes.
And it bothers you?
Hell yeah.
Really?
I just keep it cool. Like, I try to keep it, like, I just try to stay calm as
really?
Hell.
Really? Yo, bro, I pay no mind to the fucking plane. Like, if it goes down...
What?
No, for real, I don't even think about it. There's no point. I'm already on the plane.
It's not like I'm thinking
what's
about...
This, what's this off the ground, nigga? It's up to God. It's really up to God.
It's not like I'm thinking... It's not like I'm sitting there thinking like, oh, this shit can go down any second. Like, I'm not thinking that. I'm just like, oh, I'm just scared of heights. That's all it is. Like, I'm scared of the fall.
So you won't look at the window?
Yeah, I'll look out the window.
Oh. Do you think about the fall?
No, because I'm safe.
Usually I'm like drunk. I'm like drinking on that. I'll drink on the plane.
I've only drank on a plane like when I was flying over to Spain.
Just helps you sleep.
And it was just like super crammed, and like dude, I was sitting next to tall, and like very large like people. Like, and I was just I'm almost 6 foot, and I felt very small to next to these guys. I was like, and they were just giving out free beer, and I was just like, well. I guess I gotta fall asleep somehow and just like start chugging them back. Like,
yo, I so have uncomfortable. To, bro. I'd have to take like sleeping pills or something, especially for a flight that long.
Yeah. What was the longest flight you've been on?
I think like 8 hours.
Okay.
And that was coming back from San Diego.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I think that's the longest I've done as well.
Yeah, right.
It's a long flight.
Yo, bro.
Shit sucks.
Yo, I know. I'm like, I got blessed when I went to PR. Cause
where'd you fly out of?
Southwest. That's like the only airline I trust.
But from where?
Everybody tells me to.
Did you drive down to Florida?
No, Southwest?
I don't know where Southwest is.
They have one in Philly. They have one in Philly and Baltimore.
Okay.
But I go to the one in Baltimore because it's always cheaper.
Okay.
It's always cheaper to fly. And that's annoying. Like, yo, it's like, why can't I go to Philly? Like, yeah. Like, yo, you're in my state, but you're more expensive. So we always go to Baltimore, but I mean, I like Baltimore.
I haven't been that. The last time I was in Baltimore was probably a couple years ago.
For real?
Actually, maybe like last year I was over there.
I mean, I just like going to like aquariums and shit. For real.
You think that's all they have to offer?
For real, rat. Nah, the The food scene there is nice too, though.
Is it?
Yeah, they. I mean, they have a little mall. Like, you know, like they have at least a Foot Locker in that mall. For me, that's what, like, there's a Foot Locker and an Urban Outfitters and an H&M. Like, that's all you really need.
I'm not a big fan of H&M anymore.
Yeah. But realistically, if it came down to it, anybody could get away with H&M.
With just wearing it?
Yeah.
I guess. Like, their pants are only going to last, like, bro, a month.
Nigga, that's actually where I'm wrong. I can't wear the pants. Yo, those pants do not fit me.
Yeah.
They don't go, like, to a 38. They don't go to 38. Like, H&M pants do not go to 38. There's no big and tall. Like, you know,
like, you're supposed to just be California size.
Yo, bro, rap. Bro, like, I was just saying, like, pretty much anything I'm getting from H&M is upper body.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll get, like, some sweaters, some button-up shirts. Shit like that. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes those button-up shirts are, like, I'm not a big fan of
those. You can just get shit for the low. I'm just saying, like, people were getting puffer jackets for, like, $40, which is, like, it's dope that you're, you know, selling clothes for that low that, like, look decent.
Yeah, so you're saying, what the fuck? That was weird.
It was.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying they sell clothes in fashion, like, mm-hmm. for low. So, you know, you can't hate on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like now it's not about the name brand no more.
Like, it's just about how you wear it?
Kind of, because I feel like Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
Like, Fashion Nova is cheap, bro.
But don't you think that's
not
just...
even to this, but, like, the clothes look good. They look good, but it's cheap material. Like, it's not... This isn't no Levi denim, nigga. This is, like, spandex, like, jeggings.
Yeah.
Like, even the niggas' pants are, like, jeggings.
But don't you think that's kind of just, like, a... Like, as you get older thing, where... Like, you know, when you were maybe in high school or in college, you're kind of worried about, like, what you're kind of rocking. You know what I'm saying? And as you get older, you're just like, I'm not worried about this. Like, as long as I look fly and I can rock certain
things.
I'm
not saying that now either. I'm just saying that H&M,
yeah,
they make clothes that are in fashion, though. Like, they go with the styles, like, as fashion changes,
yeah,
like, they keep up with it. Because, nigga, we're not dressing like 2001. Like, this isn't baggy like baggy jeans and triple XLs. Like,
were you rocking like South Pole?
Yeah, bro, I used to rock South Pole. I am not ashamed. like everybody wore Air Apostle. Everybody wore Hollister.
I was wearing like Rockaway, like jeans, Rockaway shoes.
I didn't like Rockaway. I had a pair of shoes before. I think I had a pair of shoes and like t-shirts, but like I did not fuck with the jeans.
Really?
Mm-mm. I would wear. I definitely rock South Pole. But yo, them jeans used to fade the first wash. Yo, I used to get them. I had them jaunts in like different colors. Yeah. Like, had like a red tint on them jaunts. First wash, them jaunts is gray. Like, black pants with a red tint from gray.
Man, that takes me back. I feel old. Cause that was a different time. Like, shit was weird.
Bro, I remember when I used to work at.
It was like pre-internet.
When I used to work at Echo Unlimited, shit was weird.
You worked there?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
At the outlets. The Tang outlets.
There's one here?
There was. We closed down. I only worked there for like 3-4 months.
Oh, okay.
Like, it literally just closed down out of nowhere. Like, I did not see that shit coming. Like, I'm like, damn, I just got this job. Like,
they didn't tell you?
No, they did.
Oh, how much of a notice did they give you?
Like a month. They're like, yo, listen, guys, we're going to start liquidating. They decided to close this down, blah, blah, blah. So, like, everything started going on sale, bro. Everything was, like, mad cheap.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just surprised because, like, they, like, toned it down. Like, I remember Echo used to be the big-ass rhino. And, like, there was still a big-ass rhino, but, like, you had options now. Like you had jumps where, like, you didn't really peep the rhino no more.
Yeah.
Or, like, they were selling brands that wasn't just Echo. Like, we had Finally Famous by Big Sean.
Okay.
We had his t-shirts.
He has a clothing line?
He had. I don't know if he still does it or not.
Huh.
Yeah, Finally Famous was a thing. And Meek Mill, we had Dream Chasers clothes in there too. Ain't that crazy? We had Dream Chasers shit, but it was like, I mean, it wasn't shit I liked. Feel me? Like, it definitely wasn't like in style. Even like, I think it was like,
I didn't know Dream Chasers had like a clothing line.
Yeah, and Echo even had a collaboration with Joey Badass, but Joey Badass also did South Pole. So,
oh really?
Yeah, he had two collabs. He had a collab with South Pole and Echo.
That's what's up, I guess.
Yeah, I ain't hating. But
did it look good?
It was all right.
We need to get like a guy on here that'll.
I mean, the
it'll be our internet guy and just like research shit for us.
All right, our internet guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yo, all right, so we're gonna post that right now.
We're like,
looking
like
for unpaid intern. Unpaid intern. Tech guy.
We need a guy to search shit for us. Put it on the big screen.
Right.
About
to turn this joint to the Colin Hurd show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know about Colin Hurd?
Nope.
Yeah.
Hey, why does my dog sleep like that?
Yeah, he different.
How you feeling?
About what?
I'm just in general.
I mean, I'm chilling. I'm just like, I feel like I'm really just tired for real. For real. I'm ready to like
okay
go ghost. Like I'm really like I told you, bro, my social battery is dead. Like
just because of the new year, and you're just trying to grind it out. Or?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm over scheduling myself. Like I'm like, yo, I gotta do this and do this and do this. Like nigga, just chill out. You need to rest.
Okay.
Like you need to rest.
You're trying
to
do too much.
Yeah, like I'm trying to do too much, and it's just like, yo, you gotta rest.
Oh, okay.
Like, you feel like I feel out of it.
Okay.
So that's how I feel.
It's like when you have that time or that downtime, like you're just like you don't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I gotta find something to do. Like, I gotta be productive. Like I feel like it's a good mindset to have, but like you, like I definitely feel like I'm in need of a rest day.
Okay.
Nice. Like I'm talking about, like, and I mean like an official rest day, like deep tissue massage rest day.
I can't wait to start going to the chiropractor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I'm definitely.
Do you have one?
No.
Huh. Damn. I need some recommendations.
Yeah, I don't know any personally. I mean, I know we got a couple in town, but
I think I saw that.
Yeah, I'm like, you could definitely find like a local joint, but
is there a massage place downtown?
Mm-hmm. Right on, I think it's Lime.
Go ahead and plug them in. Go ahead.
I don't know their name.
Oh.
It's Lime and Duke, I think. It's like, it looks like a big-ass White House. They even have a fountain in the yard.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I thought that was just for females.
Nah, bro.
I don't know why.
One shawty told me she went there with her man. Like, they have, like, man massages. Like, I heard there's, like, one for, like, your beard and everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Literally looking at it. I even heard they don't break your pocket, like... Cause I went to the one at the mall. I paid like $60 for an hour of deep tissue, mm-hmm. which is all right. But like I be thinking, like I swear, I'm like I be thinking they scamming me. I'm like, yo, was that really an hour? Like, was that really an hour? I don't fall asleep. It's just like, but realistically, I don't have a fucking timer. Like, how do I know I've released late here for?
You're not on your phone, obviously.
Yeah, like I'm not. I don't like look at the time before mm-hmm. prior to that.
Okay.
Like I'm not like, oh, it's 2:30. I better be 3:30 when this shit is done. Like, feel me? But it was alright. I mean, I had a little. It was an old Asian lady that did it to me.
Okay.
She was like throwing elbows in my shit, bro.
Did it hurt?
Yeah. I'm like, but it was like the good hurt. Like she was really like trying to iron out these knots. Like,
oh shit.
Yo, boy had knots, bro. I felt so great afterwards. But like. It felt like it lasted like a day. I was like, yo, I felt so like rejuvenated. The next day, I'm like, yo, I'm tight as fuck again.
Oh shit. Oh, actually, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
no.
Totally forgot about this, but so post death albums. Mac Miller dropped one.
Yeah.
Last Friday. You didn't listen to it.
No.
No.
Okay. I'm not a Mac Miller fan.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because of the cultural appropriation. Nah. I don't think. I'm not calling him a cultural appropriator, but it's more so like, I don't know. I never thought he was. He reminds me of like Logic. Like real commercial. Like,
I don't see that.
My man's not talking nitty gritty.
I didn't think Logic was like that in the beginning.
What? Gritty?
Or just commercial?
I didn't think so. I don't think he was either, but I feel like as it progressed, definitely. He got real commercial. Like, the songs don't touch the same, I guess.
I feel like that's a lot of artists, though. Don't you think so?
that's where the money at.
Yeah, as they progress, they're just like, oh, I need a bag.
But they making songs about like not selling out as they sell out. Don't sell out. But I had to be commercial to get out the hood.
But I need this Doritos bag.
I'm like, bro, yo, y'all are like, it's really just like mixed feelings. Like, you're really just scamming everybody.
I'm gonna pause this real quick. Here we go.
Yo, bro.
Who? All right.
So, I finally started reading the Bible.
Okay.
just stare at you. Nah, but it's not like I'm going through a phase. It's not like I'm out here preaching to you, like, bro, we should just be Christian.
Are you reading it from the gate?
Like from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting from like front to back.
Okay.
Like, cause this is like, I never really did it. I came from a Catholic background, mm-hmm. and like my parents used to put me in the class, like in the, I used to go to church classes after school.
Yeah.
That was back when I was doing track in like eighth grade.
Yeah.
And like, I just stopped doing track cause like the classes kept getting in the fucking way. And like my parents were more foot worried about the classes than they were about like track. mm-hmm. So I went through all that, but bro, like, as soon as I got done with the classes, bro, I just stopped going.
Okay, why?
Because like I never like found like interest.
Okay,
feel me.
It's like, hard to find interest when you're a kid, honestly.
It's what I'm saying, like you're like because it's pushed upon you. It's like vegetables. So it's like, I hate vegetables. feel me, like that kind of shit. Like it's like that. I just like it was forced upon me, so I feel like I grew to dislike it or like not want it because it's like I'm like, yo, like you're making me not like because I don't understand it, like. So that's why I'm like, yo, let me just see what it has to offer. Like, you feel me? Just to be reading. I don't read like that anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So that's kind of like just something that's going on for me right now.
I mean, I grew up in like a Pentecostal church.
But like, another reason is just like, I feel like I feel like nobody's really read the Bible, bro.
You mean like people you know?
Like people be, no, like I feel like when I talk to somebody about the Bible, they be fronting like, yeah, I read the Bible before, but then I'm like, all right, cool. Like usually you can retain something from a book you read.
Yeah.
And like I ask them about it, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, like feel me? I'm like, yo, who did this and did this? They're like, well, yeah, well, you know, it doesn't say in the book.
Well, there's a lot of like stories that you should probably, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I grew up just knowing about these stories and being taught everything from the Bible that was just I've retained it because it's part of my childhood.
But then I'm saying, how many times like you've read the entire Bible?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think you're I think as a child for you to read the entire Bible, bro, man, I'm trying to remember. I think when I was a kid there were some kids that were,
you gotta read it in King Henry.
I had to read in
King
Spanish.
King Henry's English.
I had to read it in Spanish. I've never read the Bible in English.
For real?
Never. I've only ever read it in Spanish. That's how I learned how to read and write Spanish, was writing scriptures from the Bible.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it came in handy is what I mean, but like...
Yeah, it comes in super handy when I'm trying to talk to anybody else in Spanish. All I know are Bible words.
But I just mean like, because like, there's really Bibles out here with like the medieval like grammar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, thou shalt.
Yeah.
Shalt not.
Isn't, like, the King James version that's like what
I
that?
Meant. Yeah, oh, okay. Like, I thought it was King James. King James, King Henry, same shit.
I thought you knew something I didn't.
Nah. It probably is King James. I'm just saying. Like, same shit. You know, King something. Like, as soon as I said King, you should have knew what I was talking about. I'm not doing that, though. I'm not out here thou, like, deciphering just because it sounds cooler. Like.
Oh, so you just have, what kind of version do you have, then?
Oh, I'm reading it through an app.
Okay, cool.
Like it has all the chapters.
Yeah.
So, but like that, you can switch the versions. They have three versions already.
Are you like curious about the versions that you're reading, or you just kind of just want to get to the point?
I just don't want to have to like I said like decipher like that old that William Shakespeare ass English. Like here is thee on that day, he had risen like. Like, shit like that. Like, bro, like, I'm not... Like, why couldn't you just say he got up? Like...
Well, I mean, I guess the argument would be that,
he woke
like,
up. people on the third day. Thank you.
I think the argument would be that, you know, you would want the most raw, like, scripture raw.
They said raw.
Like, from the original scriptures,
this
you know?
Is how,
like,
niggas used to talk.
Yeah. So, like, you can, like, interpret it the way you want based on that. You don't want someone else interpreting the Bible for you, right? That would kind of suck and kind of defeat the purpose.
That's true. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to see the
original. No, man, you know what? Good for you. Good for you for reading the Bible.
I'm trying to see the original scriptures. Feel me?
it's time to get Jim to read the Bible now, too.
Yo, bro, what are you trying to say?
I mean, he's never going to touch a Bible. I'm just kidding.
All right, y'all. So, we're going to wrap things up here today. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. Again, this is me, Eddie, and your boy Alex.
Yo.
We want to thank y'all. Make sure y'all y'all tune in every Monday. And again, we want to thank Blazin.
Yo, shout out to all our listeners. I feel like we should shout them out. I'm sorry. So
what's the name? Go in order.
I know. Go in order. Yo, I totally forgot about that. We should definitely give some love and show our appreciation to all our listeners for sure. Right.
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 Just start dropping at names. Feel me? Drop the at names. Share the podcast on your page.
shout out to all our listeners that tune in. You know, we really appreciate you guys.
And get the logo tatted on your arm.
Don't do that.
But yeah.
All right.
You ruined it. You ruined.